Welcome to the next episode of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. And this week, I should probably be talking about the book and course I'm launching next week. If you're really interested, it's called Audio for Authors and helps authors with audiobooks, podcasts, and dictation. But as the title of this episode leads on to, because one thing leads to another, you never know what's going to happen if you get started. So if you don't get started with the first thing, the chances of doing a second thing go down to, by definition, zero. Did you catch that? You can't do the second thing until you do the first thing. Let's just get it over with. Get the first thing done. I have a new book and accompanying course coming out next Tuesday. But this morning, I'm thinking about a book I'm planning on launching in December, now half a year away. I even have two or three books between now and then. See what happened there? Do you know how long it took between book zero and book one? Let me put it in non-mathematical terms. Forever. What about the amount of effort, energy, worry, denial, procrastination? Insert your favorite reason here. Did you notice how long it took between book one and book two? Or the difference between book two and book three? How about three and four? Can you see the pattern, even without a line graph? Because it's going down. In fact, at one point, it's practically a negative number because I'm not even done with a book when I'm already working on the next one. What does this mean? It means that I'm productive. It means that I'm no longer scared of creating and putting it out into the world. It means that I am a creator, that I am a writer, that I am a powerful being from which energy exudes like static electricity and ideas shoot out of my imagination faster than I can capture them. Compare that to the guy who hasn't yet finished book number one. One thing will lead to another, but you need to start the one thing. This has been Bradley Charbonneau, Repossible Podcast, number something or other. It's been a good week. Guess what? Next week's even better. Get your one thing started. We'll talk next week.